Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Burrow is our ABC News correspondent who is covering this Jamie Kloss kidnapper situation. The guy was in court yesterday. And Ryan, the more I hear about how he stalked this poor girl, I mean, it freaks me out. What are the details of this case?
Yeah, so what we've been given is a 12-page criminal complaint by the Barron County prosecutor, and what it lays out, just absolutely chilling details. After speaking with both Jamie Kloss as well as Jake Patterson, according to this, Jake Patterson was getting off a job at a nearby cheese factory and spotted Jamie, who was apparently boarding a bus. And at that moment decided he was going to kidnap that 13-year-old. Twice went to the home prior to actually doing it, but was thwarted by seeing too many people around. The third time, he took many steps to prepare for this, shaving his head to get rid of DNA evidence. He tampered with the dome light in his car so it wouldn't go on and he wouldn't be detective when he got in or out of his vehicle. He swapped out the license plate. And then it goes through the very graphic details about how he walked up to the home in the middle of the night, saw Jamie's father, shot him in the head through the storm door, managed to barge his way into the home. The mother and Jamie had basically locked themselves into the bathroom and the bathtub. He managed to get himself in, told the mom to tape up Jamie's mouth, bind her arms and legs, and then fatally shot the mom and took Jamie and put her in his trunk and went to his home in Gordon, Wisconsin, about 2 hours away.
So did this guy have a record here?
No record, no employment, real history other than the 2 days he worked at this cheese factory. And we know that there had been some discussions before that he had applied and accepted a position at the same Genio facility that both of Jamie's parents worked at, but he worked there for a day, and it's unlikely that they ever crossed paths in any way. So it's not as though there's some history between him and this family. Literally, according to this, he just spotted her and decided he was going to take her.
And, you know, prior to those 2 days, what, he was just kind of a vagrant, or do we know anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, he lived in Gordon, Tennessee, Gordon, Wisconsin, which was about 2 hours prior. No real history there of any criminal activity or anything like that. And then we've got some details, too, about what actually happened in Douglas. He would apparently even have people over while Jamie was inside of the home and would make her stay under his bed, which there was about a 2.5-foot gap. He would slide storage bins to block her view and would put heavy weights in them to prevent her from getting out. And he believes she twice tried to get out, according to this complaint, and he stopped her and yelled at her and threatened her and didn't think that she would get out. But obviously we know what happened. 88 days later, she was able to successfully escape.
Well, thank God she got out. I'm almost scared to ask you this question. Do we know what happened during her captivity? I got to believe it's a horrible sexual thing, but you tell me.
Yeah, we don't know anything yet. As far as we understand, just two charges of murder and the charge of kidnapping in Barron County, as well as armed burglary of the home. But on top of what happened there, there are likely going to be charges in Douglas County, which is where she was detained, and those could be some of the gruesome details of what we may be hearing in future days.
And Ryan, let me make sure I understand. Has he admitted to this? I mean, there's no holding back. He's not trying to say, oh, you got the wrong guy or anything like that.
There has been no plea on his behalf yet.
Okay.
That will likely come at his next court appearance. That being said, according to this complaint, he told police when he was pulled over immediately after Jamie was found that he did it, and also went into detail about how it was that he came across Jamie. So we don't exactly know how the defense is going to play this out at this point, but at least there are two situations in this complaint that clearly show that he admitted to police in one form or another that he's the one behind this.
Well, that'll make parents keep an eye on their kids, at least in the short term. That freaks me out to even hear about it. But I appreciate you sharing the details that you've got. Ryan Burrow, our ABC News correspondent, covering the Jamie Kloss case. Thank you very much.
Thank you.